so the church is bringing the case instead of the, in this case, Sheffield City Council.
But I just talked to you about the cost, because that's what makes a difference in the London.
In the London case, the City of London decided not to enforce costs or seek costs against the occupiers. The cathedral today say they want to seek costs against the occupiers.
Okay. Could you do that again, but expand on it a bit? Because it already amounts to £8,000, isn't it?
And,
you know, can you speculate on who would pay that?
The cathedral, for whatever reason, is deciding to seek costs against the occupiers. That won't be determined until the end of the case, when we know who's won or lost the case. And that's going to happen on the 21st, 22nd of February.
But could you talk a bit around it a bit more? The fact that it already amounts to £8,000, isn't it? You know, and who will pay it?
The cathedral is only entitled to recover reasonable costs if it wins the case. As yet, it hasn't won the case. And we don't think that the costs that have been discussed are reasonable.
Okay. Did you mention the 8,000 in that soundbite?
Not really.
No, okay.
Sorry.
So tell me a little bit about how you feel about after what happened today. You've got a bit of a say of execution here, haven't you?
We're very pleased. My client's very pleased that the court didn't order a possession order today, even though the people were seeking that. That instead, the court is going to undertake a proper balancing exercise on the 21st, 22nd of February.
Okay, so you've got a bit of a say that you think that time to get organised?
The court has decided to properly consider the defence that's going to be raised by the occupiers.
Okay, I'll try and get something out of that. They were very short answers. Thank
you. Could I grab a quick word?
Yes.
Six Radio Sheffield. I'll just get you to say your name and title if that's all right.
Okay, Michael Padgett, I represent the occupiers at Occupy Sheffield.
Could you just spell Paget?
P-A-G-E-T.
Great stuff. Your reaction then to what's happened this morning?
My clients are very pleased that a possession order wasn't granted today, even though the cathedral was seeking one, and that instead the court has been set to undertake what's called a proportionality trial, which is due to take place on the 21st, 22nd of February.
So that happening in about 4 weeks' time, is this just a delaying exercise?
No, it's not. It's a timetable for the court to properly consider the arguments of both sides.
And let's talk a bit about some of those arguments, because there was an awful lot of complicated legal jargon and legal precedent going around. What, if you could break it down into a couple of short points, what's the crux of your argument?
It's a balancing exercise between the landlord's right to possession, in this case the cathedral, and the occupier's rights under Article 10 and Article 11 for freedom of expression and freedom of assembly.
So, I just explain that a bit more fully.
A owner of land is entitled to regain their land, but only if they can identify a pressing social need to do so, and only to the extent that it is the least intrusive way against the occupier.
So what happens now then?
There's going to be a trial to determine that on the 21st, 22nd of February.
And what happens, I mean, in terms of the defence case, what happens over the next couple of weeks?
They have time to properly prepare their case ready for the 21st, 22nd.
And just talk a little bit about how we've got here. And, I mean, I understand you're quite critical of the fact that the church are asking for costs.
No, the church can't ask for costs until it wins the case, which hasn't happened yet.
But if they do win the case, that's what they'll be asking.
If they win the case, it's up to the court to decide whether or not to give them costs, and they're only entitled to costs that are reasonable costs. And at this stage, we don't know what that's going to be.
Do you think that's fair if they were to win the case?
It's completely different to the approach that other landlords have taken, for example, in Occupy London.
You've been involved in that campaign as well, haven't you? You represented the camp in London.
Yes.
And how similar is this case to that one?
The difference here is that this is private land owned by the cathedral, whereas there it was land that was owned by the City of London as part of the highway.
So you're confident that in 4 weeks' time you'll get the outcome that you're hoping for?
My clients are very pleased that the court is going to undertake a proper proportionality review on the 21st, 22nd.
Okay, great stuff. Thank you very much for that.
All right,
okay.
Thanks. We've got to go.